Glory to God. Bless God. Bless God. You know, God, well, I'll jump in here and we'll share some thoughts along that line. Why don't you turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 6, if you would. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Familiar scripture. When you get there, say amen. We're going to read it together. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm going to read from the King James Version. It says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession," or you could say confessed a good confession. Same thing. The Amplified says, "Fight the good fight of faith in the conflict with evil. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession of faith in the presence of many witnesses." So we can see here that linked up with a good fight of faith is a good profession, a good confession. So in order for us to have a good fight or to have a good fight of faith, there's going to have to be a bold profession, a bold confession of faith. So there is a fight. It's a good fight, and you have to have a good profession. Or we can say a word confession means to say the same thing. We're going to have to say the same thing that God is saying about us. Sometimes that's where the disconnect is. We say one thing, we'll say what the Word of God says, and we'll get out and get in the middle of the issue, and then we start talking about the issue. So we start saying a confession or a profession that doesn't line up with what God has said. Amen. And we all been there.
Yes.
And so we need to just, I think sometimes, you know, we're quick to, you know, I know I do it, and I probably am going to change this, but we ask folks, no, we all do it, how's everything going? How's it going? How you feeling? And we don't really give them an opportunity to give a good profession. They'll tell you how it's going. And sometimes it's not good. They want to talk about the issue. But really, what we should do is say, what's God say about this? What's your confession of faith? And begin to give people an opportunity. Or even if we do, I'll say it this way, if they tell you and give you all of the details, at least put the coda on that or the period and say, all right, I've heard you now. What does God say about it?
Amen.
Get them to make a good profession. Amen?
Amen?
We all need that sometimes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes we need to just say. We need to just make a good profession. I say of the Lord, He is my strength. We need to just say, you know what? I'm just going to say that Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, and by His stripes I have been healed. I'm just going to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm just going to say, the Lord is moving in my home. He's working in my body. He's working in my finances. The Lord supplieth all of my needs. I need to just stir myself up and say what the Word says. Because when we get into a, you know how it is, when we start to meditate on things, you get in a what? What do you get in? A rut, right? And it's not a good rut. So we need to get in. If we're going to get in anything, we're going to get in faith, and we're going to say what God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I do what? I live, yet not I, but who? Christ liveth in me. Well, if Christ liveth in me, then sickness has got to go. Weakness has got to go. Worry has got to go. Because himself liveth in me. And it's no longer I that liveth. Hallelujah. Stir ourselves up. Glory to God. This is part of the good fight of faith. The good fight has a good what? Profession. A good confession. Glory to God. So a lot of times we just, you know, we get over and talk more negative. We're more apt to think about negative. I know sometimes, because we've all been here, when things start going wrong in our life, a lot of times we start to think, what did I do wrong? Isn't that true? Where did I miss it? And sometimes we need to just, I'm not saying that you don't entertain that, but if your heart is right, you need to just get a good profession. You need to get a good profession. Because you can talk your way right out of the blessings of God and the provisions of God. They've been secured for us by the blood of Jesus. Our redemption was secured by his blood. And he needs our cooperation so that he can perform that in our lives. And so by us having a good confession, we give God something to work with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn over to Nehemiah. I know you know where we're going. This is Nehemiah 8. It says, at the end of that verse, it says, the joy of the Lord is what? Whose strength? Your strength. You know, sometimes we try to be strong. See, this fight that we're in is not accomplished through our physical prowess. You know what I mean? Our physical strength. This fight that we have is not from a mental standpoint or a physical standpoint. But our strength comes from who? Comes from the Lord. So your strength, your advantage is going to be, you're just going to get happy. The joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. Not your physical strength or your mental strength. But the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God's fight of faith, he says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you're going to fight the fight of faith, you're just going to have to get over into joy. You're going to have to stir yourself up in the midst of trials and tribulations. Glory to God. Smith Wigglesworth made this statement. He said, if the enemy can move us from a place of faith, he can get us outside of the plan of God for our lives. He said, if the enemy, the devil, can move us from a place of faith, he can get us outside of the plan of God for our lives. So you get over into worry, you get over into fear, you get over into his territory, you get outside of God's realm, out of the spirit. You get over into his realm, he'll move you over into an area where you can position yourself outside of the plan of God for your life. Because you'll start making choices and decisions that'll be moving you in a direction that's not God's plan. Out of fear, not faith. Amen. Glory to God. So we can see that sometimes the reason for attacks is because if he can move you from a place of faith, he can get you outside of the plan of God, and that means God has a plan for our life, and in that plan he has designed that we must live by faith and we must fight the good fight of faith. So that's God's plan. We are to live by faith and to fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight. Yes. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. He's been defeated. Amen. And so when you think about that, anybody would think this is silly, but if you come up on somebody that's got no arms or legs, then I'm going to whoop you, you'd go, what? Are you kidding me or what? And that's really what the devil's doing. I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do such and such to you. He's been defeated and disarmed. And so the only way he can defeat you is if you just turn over everything to him. You just give it to him. How do we give it to him? With our words, with our attitude, with our thinking. And so we remove ourselves, we position ourselves through fear outside of the plan of God and the benefits of God. Amen. So our fight, here's another statement here. This was made by Abraham Lincoln. This was a statement that he made. The fight, this was during the Civil War. The fight of today is not altogether for today, but for a bright future. So the fight for today is not just for today, it's for your future. So the devil's not so much concerned about today. He's trying to whoop you for the things that are yours that God has planned for you. And so much, there's things that these attacks come in our lives sometimes to derail the plan of God that he has for you. A year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And you just give up and throw the towel in and leave. No. I heard Tim Rogers say this one time. He said it a few times, and he shares it when he goes to teach in the mission school a lot of times. He's, you know, a ministry that we support down in Mexico, have for many years. And he's been down in Mexico City for more than 18 years. It's probably closer to 20. And he said, I'm not greater than anybody else. He said, the difference is I didn't quit.
All right.
I didn't quit. He said, a lot of people come out on the mission field, and a year, 2 years, 3 years, they quit. He said, I just didn't quit. See, that's the difference. And God's looking for us to fight the good fight of faith. Don't give up. I don't care what it is, what it looks like. God is for you. You need to you're not going to defeat me. You're not going to kill me. You're not going to steal my family. You're not going to steal my money. You're not going to steal my husband. You're not going to steal my wife. You're not going to steal my job. You're not going to steal my house. You're not going to steal my finances. In Jesus' name. And you need to just be righteously indignant about it. And you need to start speaking what God says. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't lay down. There's much that needs to be done, and he needs us. Whatever he leads each one of us to do. But sometimes when we make decisions, I know for me, when I've made decisions, I'm doing this for God. Boy, I'm telling you, it's like when God is in it, boy, there's resistance. And I don't know about you, but I'm as they say, real persnickety. You know, I'm a nice person most of the time. But I'll tell you, you want to get me fired up, don't get in my way. I'm serious. Don't get in my way where God is concerned. Because I'm going to grit my teeth, pain and everything, and just keep muscling my way through. Because he's defeated. And he's trying to make a mockery of what God did. And he's not going to do it. You need to just make up your mind. I'm a winner. In Christ, I win. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let go of the dreams and the things that God has put in your heart. Don't lay down and say, well, maybe he didn't. Yes, he did. There's a time frame with everything. Don't try to make stuff happen. But if he's spoken it, it shall surely come to pass. That's why I say when he says that the people he's sending won't fit in here, surely it shall come to pass. When he says you are not staying in this building, surely it shall come to pass. And I believe him. Amen. Glory to God. Say this, I live by faith, and I walk by faith. Hallelujah. I live by faith, and I walk by faith. Faith in God. Hallelujah. The spirit of faith and believing God must have a voice, and you have to speak or declare what you believe. The spirit of faith and faith must and believing God must have a voice. You can't just believe. You've got to speak what you believe. And that's what happens. Sometimes the devil puts the pressure on and we go silent. No, that's the time you need to raise your voice. You think about David. Turn over here for a second. I'm just thinking of this scripture now. 1 Samuel 17. Just jump over there for a moment. Boy, I tell you. Think about this. 17, and look at verse 45. He said, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Jump down to 47. And he said, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or spear. Who's going to save? The Lord will save not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. Glory to God. The battle is the Lord's. I don't have to make it happen, but I've got to release words of faith. And it's not the time to be mealy-mouthed and, you know, and all of that. You need to stir up your voice and speak. Hallelujah. Here's another thought. In the fight of faith, the Lord didn't tell us to fight the devil. He's already defeated. The devil is defeated. Jesus has stripped and disarmed and defeated him. He told us to resist the devil. He didn't tell us to fight him. It's not in our strength. The battle is the Lord's, but he needs our cooperation. He needs us to release words of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just a reminder, these are scriptures, a reminder of Colossians 1:13. He's who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom what? We have redemption, what? Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. 1 John 4:4, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So the greater one lives in me, greater than the opposition that I face. All things are possible to those who do what?
Believe.
And if you believe, you've got to say it.
Amen.
You can't just sit there and say, I believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go over to James for a moment. James chapter 4. Reason I'm sharing this is that God's direction, his prompting, there's some that are getting weary, and they need to be reminded of who they are. They need to be reminded that God is greater than your circumstance. God is bigger, and the devil, he's wolfing, he's toothless. He's defeated, and you need to just be reminded and stirred up. Stand up to him in the name of Jesus. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Glory to God. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Do what? Resist the devil, and he might flee. Now it says he will flee. When I submit myself to God, I'm saying I submit myself to the Word. He is the Word.
Amen.
So when I submit myself to the Word, I'm in agreement with the Word. I'm not saying something different. And the devil has to, he's got to flee. The Amplified says, so submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. The New English Bible says, stand up to the devil and he will turn and run. Stand up to him. The Weiss translation, stand immovable against the onset of the devil, and he will flee from you. Barclay, it says, so then accept the authority of God, take a stand against the devil, and he will run away from you. Take a stand. Some of you have been standing for a while. Keep your voice, keep your words in agreement with God. Don't question what God is doing. Don't question his will. Now, if he reveals something to you to alter something, that's different. He may. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 4. Just back up a few chapters here. Get into the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. Familiar scripture. It says here, those that believe enter into rest. So those of us who believe and profess what we believe, we're to enter into what? Rest. That means that there's no pressure on you to make something happen. You are a believer. You are not a performer. You do not have to make it come to pass. You are a believer, not a performer. He said, I watch over my word to make it come to pass. You don't have to make it come to pass. All you have to do is what? Believe. Say, I am a believer. That takes the pressure off of you. You enter into rest who have what? Believed. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth made this statement, faith laughs at impossibilities. You might say, well, I don't know. But when you have the good fight of faith, and the joy of the Lord is your strength, you can put a smile on your face. Why? Because you believe. and you enter into rest. And God will bring it to pass. And I can rest in that. Let's turn over to Acts chapter 27. Refuse to fight the way the devil wants you to fight. Fight the way God wants you to fight. How is that? The good fight of faith. Having a good profession. You cast all of your cares on the Lord, and you enter into rest. Acts 27. See, this is a real life account here, right? Paul, they press out, and what does Paul say after they left? What does it say here? They left a big word. Well, no, it says here they sailed from the coast of Asia. But what does it say? He said, "Sir, I perceive," verse 10, "Sir, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives." That didn't sound like good news, did it? But they didn't listen. They pressed on. So what happened? It said here, verse 19, on the third day of this situation here, they cast out with their own hands the tackling. So they started to unladen the ship with stuff. They were in trouble, right? But look at verse 25. It says, "Be of good cheer." Can you imagine? You know, all this, it looks like they're going down the tubes. It looks like they're getting ready to sink. And he gets up and says, "Be of good cheer." You wanted to hit him, right? "Be of good cheer for what? I believe God." You know, you ever have somebody who's of faith or stirred up in faith share some things with you and you're not feeling the same way? You're like, "I don't want to hear this." But you know what? You need somebody like that. When you're going through a tough spot and you're ready to give up, somebody with a spirit of faith comes in and starts sharing some things to stir you up. Sometimes in the natural, you're like, "I don't want to hear this." You're like, "This is annoying to me." Isn't that true? But let me ask this question. Let's use a simple example. How many ever watch a boxing match? Or, that to me is more poignant, I guess. You ever see a boxing match, guy's in the ring, getting whooped, he's beat on, kind of just making it over to the corner, ding, 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 and he's crawling over to the corner. Does the person in the corner go, "I know it's hard," you know? No, they're like, "Get back in there, fight, you give them whale on them," right? They're giving them a little what for, a pep talk, right? That's what I'm talking about. When we're getting beat up and somebody's giving us a little pep talk, a faith pep talk, we need to receive it. Because a lot of these fighters, when they get that little pep talk, they get back up there stirred up and they get back and whoop somebody. Isn't that true? And it's no different, whatever sport it is, whether it's boxing or basketball or football, somebody's got to give them a little pep talk, a little faith pep talk, and not stroke us. Amen. I know we like to be stroked. And, you know, I know how hard it is, and I know what you're going through. No, you need to get a faith pep talk and get that just get that fire back in your spirit and just get by. I'm going to just get out of my house. Get out of my finances. Get out of my life in the name of Jesus. That's the good fight of faith. Amen. Glory to God. So the fight of faith, what is it? I believe God. And I'm cheering up because I believe God. And I know it's His battle and it shall come to pass. Even as He's told me. That's what Paul said here. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. What? That it shall be as it was told me. As He told me, it's coming to pass. It's going to come to pass. Don't let the devil have the last word. Don't let the doctor have the last word. Don't let somebody have the last word. You let God's word be the last word in that situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's another thought. The devil's trying to get you to quit before God's got something on the other side of that adversity and difficulty. He's trying to get you to throw in the towel, and just on the other side of that adversity and trouble is victory. And he's trying to just put the squeeze on you to just say, forget it. I've been there. We've all been there. We've tasted it and said, enough. I quit. But you need to just gird up your loins and just say, no, I'm not quitting. I'm not going to quit. The Lord is my helper. He's the strength of my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God does what? Overcometh the world. And this is what? The victory that overcometh the world. What is it? Even my faith. Even our faith. So your faith is the victory. The good fight of faith is going to be your victory. But you've got to get your mouth moving. Now you may have started there. And you may have gotten to a place of discouragement. Stir yourself up. Begin to just, by faith, you know, speaking in faith, laughing in faith, or just laughing, it takes faith to do that. It takes faith to speak something when you don't feel like it. And I'm going to do it just because what? I believe God. So you don't know the outcome. If you knew what the outcome would be, you wouldn't have to operate in faith. But it's our faith that causes God to move in my behalf. Amen. You know, it's like, think about this. When you go, everything's automated today, right? You go in and you head towards a door, and as you're walking, the door just opens, right? But you didn't know it would open. You just, now again, everything today is automated, so we know. But think about it the first time. You didn't know that door would open. You're looking at me. He's like, what's wrong with Pastor Ed? He knows the door is open. But I'm saying things that when God says, go and walk through that door, you don't know that door is going to open or not. You trust that it'll open. You believe because God said it'll open, walk towards that closed door, that it's going to open. And it's going to take your faith in God to open that door. And it's my faith that's like that automatic door opener. When I get to it, boom, the door's open.
Hallelujah.
But it's closed the whole time I'm walking towards it. But it's my faith that's going to cause God to cause that door to open. You know, think about this. You know, everything being automated, faith without works is dead. So there takes an action or a movement to cause something to open. Think about when you go into the restrooms today. Everything is motion. Wave your hand. Put your hand in front of the towel dispenser. Put your hand under the soap. Even in the toilet, everything is automatic, right? Everything's automatic, right? But guess what? You could stand in front of that paper dispenser and want paper to come out. You could say, oh, come on, paper. Come on, soap. If you don't do anything, you get nothing. So you can believe God all you want. If you don't say something, you get nothing.
Amen.
You've got to do something. This good fight of faith has got a good profession attached to it. Amen?
Amen?
You can desire a lot of things, but if you don't do something, you don't say something, nothing's going to change. Because you've given nothing God to work with. And when we get frustrated, we get over in the devil's territory, and we start worrying and get anxious, you're over in his realm. You're fighting in his realm. You need to get over. He who believes enters into what? The rest of God. Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Your faith has to move your mouth. If your mouth doesn't move, there's no action. Your faith is dead. Faith without works is dead. So I'm telling you right now, you need to stir yourself up. You need to just say, I believe. I believe God. And I'm just going to laugh at the circumstances. I'm just going to cheer myself up and laugh at it. Does that mean that you don't go and have financial help when you need it? Does that mean you don't go to the doctor when you may need it? No, that don't mean that. That means you do some things in the natural, but don't let that be the last word.
Hallelujah.
Let your faith in your mouth, your confession, be the last word.
Amen.
Let your laughter stir up from your heart and just laugh at it. God is looking for a people like David that will look at the giant and speak to it and say, the God I serve, he is going to show himself strong in my behalf. Amen.
Amen.
How many here, I'm not looking for a show of hands, but some of you here are going through some stuff and maybe been walking through some stuff for a while and you're frustrated. You need to get the pressure of that off of you. You need to release it and let God be God. He said he would lead us into all things. He would show us all things. He would guide us and lead us by his Spirit. And if he hasn't shown you any other direction than where you are, and you're in the middle of something, you need to get your mouth full of the word.
Amen.
And stir your heart up and resist the devil.
Amen.
And he said he will flee. Some of you need to kick him out of your house. You need to kick him out of your marriages and your children's lives and your job and your finances and your health. You need to kick him out.
Amen.
He's trying to just frustrate you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Say enough.
Enough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your foot down. Stand firm and say, you're not stealing my stuff anymore.
Amen.
You're not stealing my joy. You're not frustrating me. The joy I'm going to just laugh at you, devil. Hallelujah. Sometimes I just have to force myself to laugh, even when I don't want to laugh. I have to force myself to say what the word says. We all have to fight the good fight of faith, and we must maintain a good profession of faith. We've got to give God something. His divine plan, his divine benefits, and his divine plan is tied directly with our cooperation. We don't cooperate, no benefits. They're available. But we don't receive, we don't partake if we don't believe and confess. Hallelujah. What does the scripture say? I believe it's in Revelation 12. It says that we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So the blood has been applied. Where has it been applied? It's been applied to my heart, and I shall not be denied. Why? Because the blood has been applied. And I'm not being denied. He's defeated in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you today. We're going to stand up and resist the devil in every area of our life. Yes, he may be the God of this world, but greater is he that is in me. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that liveth in me is greater than he that is in the world. So I thank you, Father, that I already have the victory. And I'm reminding the devil that he's defeated. I command him to leave in the name of Jesus. Leave our bodies, leave our minds, leave our homes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatsoever I forbid on earth is forbidden in heaven. But whatever I allow on earth, heaven has to allow it. So if I allow stuff in this earth, heaven allows it. But I stand up and forbid it in the name of Jesus. And heaven backs me. Glory to God. Father, we thank you today for victory in this house. Victory in the lives of the people here. Victory, 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 victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, for entering into rest. We thank you that you're moving strong on our behalf. Thank you, Father, that we're free in Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Bless God, bless God, bless God. Hallelujah. Remember, this fight that we're in is not just for today. It's for your future and future generations. It's for your tomorrow. And the devil is trying to derail your tomorrow.
Yes.
And you just need to stand up and say, no, no, no. You're not derailing God's blessings and his plan for my life. In Jesus' name. And you need to just stand up, and no matter what the onslaught is, you need to just stand up, because it says he will flee. He will leave you. He will leave you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ooh. Some of you ought to just be like Mike Tyson. Just put on a good faith front. Stir yourself up in faith in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Kick him out. No more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you ought to today just get up and just start laughing at the devil. Just laugh at his tactics. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. You're defeated in the name of Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I laugh by faith. I rejoice in faith. God is greater. He's bigger. Sickness. You're defeated and under my feet. Lack, you're defeated and under my feet. Ha, ha, ha. My cupboards are full. My bank accounts are full. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Ha, hey, hey, hey. Eskeboshe. Ha, ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I tell you, when it gets hard, when it gets dark and bleak, just shout up and say, ha, 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 you're defeated. Ha, ha, ha. When the pressure's on, stand right up and laugh at it. Ha, ha, ha. He wants you to lay down on the pressure. No, you just stand right up. And say what? It's what did Paul say? Cheer up, because I believe God. Hallelujah. I'm going to cheer up. Why? Because I believe God. I believe what he promised me. I believe his word. So I cheer up. Hallelujah. Takes faith to do that. That's the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He wants you to lay down and quit. You just stand right up and laugh. Ha, ha, ha. I shall never lack. I will never come short with God. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And I dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encamps about me. Ha! Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Let's say that. I cheer up because I believe God. Oh, and say this, because I believe God, I can laugh at the devil. He's defeated. He's disarmed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah. You know, this is what it's going to take to change a nation. This is what it's going to take to change your house and the atmosphere. This is what it's going to change. This is what's going to change our state and our cities and our country. It's the spirit of faith. Because what can happen is, just like Christians, well, we can't do anything because they passed the laws. Hogwash! I believe God. And the devil is defeated. And these ungodly laws are being overturned. In Jesus' name. And righteousness is going to rule and reign. And Jesus is going to be lifted up. Not Islam. Jesus is going to be lifted up in this country, not put down. But it's going to take faith, and it's going to take a good fight of faith. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. We're not moved by what I see, but only by what I believe. And I believe God so I can enter into rest and cheer up. What does that mean? This country's changing. Things are changing. It's moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This area is changing. The atmosphere in this area is changing. This town and city and area is changing. Glory to God. The devil's grip is being broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. See, think about this. We don't have to push back the darkness. We just have to release words. And God is the one who pushes it back. He's the one that moves it. I don't have to move it. He's the strength. He's the one. He's the power. He's the one that's going to move and cause things to change. But I've got to release my faith. Hallelujah. That takes the pressure off of us. All we have to do is believe God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.